This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, wait, I had my mic on. I was doing my James Hetfield and didn't have the mic on. It comes Sam. Sleep with one eye open. Ripping your pillow tight. Anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9.
I just showed you who uses that, what college football
team uses
that.
Yeah, man, I didn't know Virginia Tech did that.
Man, that is their
coming
thing.
Out.
Yeah. It used to scare people when they were good. I don't think it scared nobody no more.
Well, that
should be one of the interests. You know, you talk about what?
What was the reap? What was the Michael Vick game? The Virginia Tech. When was that? 90 what? That they went the bowl game.
Oh, down at against Florida State?
Right.
Yeah.
What year was that?
Oh, I'm forgetting the year. 98.
Okay, so it wasn't like close to when this song came out, which was 91, 92
yeah.
in that area. But anyway, Sam and Greg, we're in for the morning shift on this Black Friday. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. It is November 29th. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning.
Do that at the top of each hour, and a good morning. Pay a little tribute to a community out there, and happy Thanksgiving to you folks in the North Druid Hills area. Over there by the new... it's North Druid Hills, but still Druid Hills area, the new hospital.
Yeah.
Been in there yet?
Have not.
Driven by it a few times.
A few times, and it is an awesome structure.
Looking forward to getting in there, checking out the Ryan Seacrest studio.
Yeah.
They got a recording
the
studio in there.
The impact having on that whole area, not just on that exit, but all the way down in Claremont, where they're building new apartments.
That's where I used to, that's just, my stomping ground, man.
But you know where a lot of those folks are going to work. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, I mean, they're building housing over there for folks to work. To
well, that's our boy who's got his place
work,
over there, bench warmers.
You know, we don't know how much longer.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Because we're hoping Jim can keep that over there.
All that's going to be over there. That's where they're probably going to build some more apartments over there, too. You got a spare parcel of land in Atlanta. Let's build some apartments.
You got all kinds of new money coming to this city, and it is being spread out. So, anyway, that area. But we threw that song on coming back. Happy birthday, Mariano Rivera.
Okay. Yeah,
right? When you hear that now, it's all about that dude. You know what I saw not too long ago too. If you've not seen it, it's a good watch. Especially, I mean, I don't know two people that's ever had anything bad about say about Mariano Rivera. Mariano Rivera is to baseball what Joe Dumars is to basketball. Plays on a team that most folks hate, but he's the one player on that team that nobody got a problem with.
Okay.
Even Derek Jeter rubs people the wrong way, but nobody had anything bad to say about Mariano Rivera. And the same thing with Joe Dumars. He was the bad boy that you kind of liked. right? He was all right. Yeah, so, yeah. Anyway, happy birthday to him. There's a few others we'll get to later on. Well, you know, there's one more worthy of mentioning. And take a second and say a little prayer for him. We lost him in 22, but the voice of baseball. This would have been Vin Scully's birthday.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyway, say a little prayer for them folks on this day after. Hopefully, all of you had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And those of you getting up and heading out to do some shopping, know that it is cold. It's not a little cool.
Yep.
It's not a little windy. It's cold.
It's cold. But it's not wind. There's no wind with it. So I'm just saying, you know, you don't have that to deal with. But it is cold. You do want to bundle up if you're going to be going shopping, especially in an outdoor area. You're not going inside a mall.
So we've been talking about all kinds of stuff. Remember, we're the opening act for a full day of sports around here. But so we've been bouncing around. And coming up, we're going to talk to Terrell Thomas as the Hawks get ready for Cleveland. And that is a 2:30 tip pregame at 2 o'clock. But we'll have it for you here in case you can't get in front of a TV. And we also got NFL
and you know
action.
What? That's somewhere cool to go today. If you want to go check out the Hawks, they're playing this afternoon.
Yep.
They're coming off a big win over Cleveland on the road up at their place. You know, Cleveland, the hottest team in the NBA to start the season. So,
and I'm sure you could do some shopping around that arena there. Maybe get some sports stuff for some relatives.
Hey.
You talking about Kyle Sandy? Did you get your, you know, holiday shopping done? There's a perfect opportunity. Yeah, I've been thinking to get that jersey or
Hawks gear.
Hoodie over there. And if not there, you know, maybe just make a thing about it. You go to the game, you get out there, walk Centennial Park. You got all those other locations where you could get some shopping done.
Yeah.
Or some, you know, get something to eat.
Yeah. Or you can pick up holiday gift items from the aquarium, mm-hmm. or from the College Football Hall of Fame, or from World of Coke. You don't have to go into two of the place to shop.
No. You know what else you can do?
They love to have you get things in there.
You can stay home in your PJs and do all that stuff online and turn the Hawks game on TV.
Or you stay home with a slice of that dessert you had from yesterday and a nice warm cup of coffee.
Ooh, that reminds me.
Where are you going?
Keep talking.
Okay. And there he goes, folks. Greg is I struck something that while he's opening things up, I'll remind
look
you that
at this.
Yikes. And you ought to see the look on Noel's face right now. He's doing this. He is parading around the room with this. Folks, we'll remind you that tonight the high school football state playoffs do continue. Yeah, we got Georgia playing Georgia Tech. We do have the high school state playoffs that continue. This is the quarterfinal round. And the high school scoreboard show comes your way tonight starting at 7:30. Chris Parker will be here with me as we get set to run down the games, preview some of them, because at 7:30 when we start is when the games will be kicking off all around the area. And see if you can keep it up with some of the games that are taking place. Let me run them down for you today. In Class 6A, we're going to have Hillgrove playing Carrollton. Let me park this one down and tell you that one and run those down for you. Hillgrove's at Carrollton. We got West Forsyth in Douglas County. We got Grayson Collins Hill. And we got North Gwinnett taking on Buford. That's in that classification in the 5A. Let's see, we got Coffee and Sequoia. At Sequoia, we got Thomas County Central at Langston Hughes. We got Sprayberry taking the trip down to Lee County. We got Milton at Houston County. Eastside is going to be at Creekside, Marist, and Cambridge. We got Blessed Trinity, Benedictine, and Cartersville, North Oconee. Cherokee Bluff is playing at Jefferson. Calhoun, Peach County. Ought to be a good ball game down there. They're fighting Randy McMichaels, right? LaGrange at North Hall. Southeast Bullock is playing Stevenson. Stevenson going to hold things up for DeKalb County. Got Morgan County, Rockmart, Thompson, and Burke County playing for the second time this season. Those guys already played several weeks ago. They're going to play again tonight. Stevens County against Appling. We got Pierce County and Carver-Columbus. Northeast at Fanning County. Fanning County is undefeated up there at 12-0 so far this season. Fitzgerald, Worth County, Elbert County, Toombs County. You know, we talked with Coach Jarvis. He's posted some pictures, Elbert County, of the moms coming to bring the food out.
Really?
Yeah, he posted some pictures of it, which is pretty cool. We talk about having practice and how special it is to have practice during Thanksgiving week. Thomasville, Dublin, we got Irwin County, Tryon. We got Clinch County, Bowden, Jenkins County, Brooks County, Manchester, and Lincoln County. Lincoln County is undefeated. You got North Cobb at Savannah Christian. Savannah Christian is undefeated. You got Prince Avenue Christian and Calvary Day, Aquinas and Hebron Christian, Wesleyan and Fellowship Christian. These are games that are being played tonight. As far as I know, they will all kick off at 7:30. They're not moving to change stuff. And, you know, I talked with Chris Parker about that. I said, you know, with Georgia and Georgia Tech playing tonight at 7:30, would you want to play the game in the afternoon? Would you want to play the game Saturday? Would you want, you know, and they, I don't know if they were given an option or if the GHS says you keep it on schedule, you play at 7:30, but that is what's happening tonight. These games are all slated for 7:30 kickoffs, and, you know, we'll be got enough for officials to go around and officiate these games. And the girls' flag playoffs get started next Thursday. So, and they've been playing, and I've been keeping an eye on some of them and the talent. I didn't really talk to Cal about it, Cal Sandy about it, but a lot of the players, because of the way the season is situated, Greg, it's in between softball and basketball. You have a lot of players from either of those teams who are playing on the flag football teams that probably haven't joined the basketball team yet. And I know that's true at McEacher. If you see McEacher's teams, there was some tall girls out there. Well, they're on the basketball team. Okay. But they out there, they enjoying playing flag football, and they only got a couple of weeks of that. And by the time we get to Christmas, they'll be able to rejoin the basketball team. So, I mean, that's the way they're doing to get people involved and a part of it. Shout out Tennessee State, a little HBCU, Eddie George. Who is the conference coach of the year in the OVC, has done what I thought he would do coming in there. A lot of people thought he's going to try to do what Deion Sanders did. He did himself. He didn't try to be somebody that he wasn't. And they really kind of had to push him and prod him to be the head coach of the team. He's got so much equity built up in that community, having played for the Titans. Right. And I said, this guy's going to come in, and the biggest thing he's going to do is fundraise. He'll have to raise some funds. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he can go up in those office buildings, those skyscrapers, and go to music people and say, hey, man, I need this, and probably get some of that for Tennessee State. He got him a game against Notre Dame, TV, you know. So he's helped them raise money. But in the course of that, they've been able to bring in a different caliber of athlete. They've been able to retain that athlete, and they won their conference championship. They're going to be in a 1AA playoffs, so congrats to them. Also, they're about to start their hockey team.
There you go.
That's about to start at Tennessee State. So they got some things going on up there.
Brought PK Subban down there to help him out up in
Nashville, right?
Hey, listen, I couldn't remember that. And is that Reggie White's alma mater too?
What Reggie?
Where'd Reggie
Tennessee.
Go? Oh, Tennessee. Okay,
Tennessee,
I know it's Tennessee. I couldn't
Tennessee
remember.
Ball. Yeah.
All right,
Minister of Defense.
Yeah, I knew he was. He spent some time in Tennessee. For whatever reason, I was thinking. Was there another famous alum Tennessee State?
Oh, they've had a bunch of guys from Tennessee State. Claude Humphrey, played for the Falcons. They've had a bunch of guys to come out of Tennessee State down through the years now. Of course, Jefferson Street, Joe Gilliam.
Thank you. That's the one I'm thinking of. Joe Gilliam,
Tennessee
State.
So, yeah, they've had tremendous athletes, track athletes down through the years. We just talk about the Olympics. A lot of Tennessee State. So, absolutely.
Speaking of athletes, happy 36th birthday. Russell Wilson.
All right.
Russell Wilson's birthday today, 36. And when you see him out there jigging it downfield, also, he shares a birthday with Stephon Diggs.
Okay.
Not the same day.
Okay.
Stephon's a little few years younger. But yeah, happy birthday to him. And the winner of last year's Daytona 500, happy birthday to William Byron Jr.
All right.
There you go.
All right.
There's still more.
I got something else here.
Go ahead.
40 years, that's something they're right. This is people from NBC4 in Washington, D.C. You know, if you go to any city right now, you will see some type of weekend or Sunday night sports program, sports things program. And it's usually aimed at the local teams and things. Mm-hmm. But you know the granddaddy of them all was for that. That was syndicated long, the George Michael Sports Machine.
That's true.
40 years ago, the George Michael Sports Machine. I started up in D.C., and it was syndicated nationally because not everybody was doing their own late-night, Sunday-night sports wrap-up kind of show. And, you know, he kind of, you know, it kind of evolved. Even in, you know, it kind of dwindled away when you got into the era of ESPN, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. and their, you know, saturation of people in, you know, first place that people would go to look for things nationally. You know, but that was something that came out, and I used to check it out. And the thing that was really good, the highlights and everything were great, but the features he would do sometimes, you know, the people he would find to do features, I thought was really, really cool. So I always admired his reporting.
The problem with that show, it was bittersweet in that it got people. See, I watched that show once in a while for all the wrong reasons. And he got away with doing something that we have talked about on this show. But it was because he was a broadcaster, not an actor, an actor. He wasn't a part of SAG. He wasn't a part of anything musically. But when that show popped, unfortunately, it's the same time that Wham! Popped 40 years ago. and George Michael, the singer, was
right,
out there. And everybody thought, what is he doing, a sports show?
Yeah.
And you had to go look at it. But he could not separate himself. It's like his name, like actors who have the same name have to do it. But it was that was like, okay, let me go see this show because could it be the dude from Wham? You know, it was one of those strange things.
But if you watched it once or twice, you figured
exactly. But he got people going there because he had his name come up the same time as his famous
singer.
It was
the same time that that was happening. But it's always through the magic of the sports machine. It was always this little thing he would like he was pushing a button and all of a sudden something would start winding around there and out come your highlights.
We talked to his daughter earlier in the week. We're going to talk to Daddy next, find out how Thanksgiving was. Terrell Thomas, these are the times. He's joining us next. Talk about these Hawks, get ready for Cleveland and the rest of the NBA. And at some point, we're going to point Philly right at him. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. In for the morning shift. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg, normally on Saturday and Sunday mornings, but we are in for the morning shift during these holidays. And I want to thank Tiffany, Bo, and Mike. And as Sam likes to say, we ain't going to bust nothing.
Nope. Not breaking anything. We're going to leave everything just the way we found. Right. Maybe actually a little cleaner.
Well, definitely cleaner. Because I can walk in here and I got the wipes down.
I don't know.
Here.
We have to spray something in and give it a little fragrant. You know, when we leave Sunday, so when they come in Monday, they'd be like, "Whoa, this is fresh."
There are shows after our show that take away from the smell that we leave, the good smell that we leave. By the time they get in here the next morning, it's been funked up again.
Yeah, all right, now
we're gonna go into Noelle's world, and I don't know where she is going to go this morning, but she's in an over the top kind of fun mood, and so I'm looking forward to it.
All right,
I really am, and I'm also curious about how yesterday was in the Thomas house.
Yes,
we had Sayla on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised she's not signed by somebody by now. Some news entity hasn't gobbled her up. But she's going to continue giving us women's college basketball updates throughout the season and when she's available. But we talked to Daddy, about all things basketball, starting with the Hawks. So, good morning, Terrell. Thank you, as always, for getting up. And how was yesterday
morning
at your place with the family?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Yesterday was a really smooth day. It was a fun time. We went out and shared a meal with family and friends. So, it was a great time. It was really nice.
Fantastic, fantastic. You're not out shopping this morning, are you? Are you online, or what you got on your menu today?
Oh, no shopping today. Of course, our Hawks being in town, so I'll have a little bit of fun there. Just hanging with the kids. We'll probably get some Uno or Monopoly in and kind of have a relaxed day.
I'll tell you something about pizza. Uno's Pizza in Chicago? Oh,
no,
they
man.
Sell those, but no, they got them at Walmart now. They're frozen versions.
Okay.
So that's what I thought he meant. For a second, I was like headed to Terrell's house.
No, man, he's got to go check out the Hawks today. And what do you expect from the Hawks? This is, they're going to get a second look at a team in a period of 3 days here, and a team that they beat the last time they saw them on the road. But obviously, this is the top team, the hottest team in the league.
Yeah, I think it should be a pretty exciting game today, especially it seems like the players and teams have been ramping up a little bit more during these NBA Cup games. With us coming off of a holiday and the Hawks coming off such a big win, I think it'll be an interesting game. Now, Cleveland, I think, will be at their best today after suffering their first loss at home to our Hawks the other night. So I'm looking forward to it being a great game, and I just hope the Hawks are able to keep their momentum and they're prepared for a Cleveland team that I think is going to be kind of angry coming into Atlanta today.
Maybe they are. Hurt feelings. We got an L at the back door. Pick it up on your way to the airport. That's what I say. Look, nobody's scared of them. they got to go back to Cleveland. Heck, it's one thing that'll make them mad. They have to go back there. Thoughts about this team and about, like you said, a cup game. How has it been something good for the Hawks? They played well in some of the games in this. What does it mean year two to you when you think about it?
Last year, I was kind of iffy on how it would be, but I enjoyed several things about it. I enjoyed the courts, the different, the new style courts of it. And once teams got to Vegas, it seemed like they really started to ramp up and play a little different. Right now, I've seen the guys are really adjusting. They understand the point system, so we're seeing higher scoring games in the Cup. And it does seem like guys are playing with a little bit more intensity. So I've enjoyed it thus far this year, and I've been surprised at some of the outcomes.
I know that last year it was kind of like the signal or sign from Indiana. They did really well in this, and you say, okay, this is a team to watch going forward, and sure enough, they were that. I think that's what you watch for in this. Which team this year is going to say, okay, we're going to take advantage of this opportunity to really shine and make it a springboard for the rest of the season?
Yeah, and we know that we'll have a new Cup champion because the Lakers are already out. They're out as far as the Cup standing goes. So I am interested to see, will our Hawks be able to find a way to make something shake? Will it be a team like Boston who they've been putting up some high numbers so far? OKC would not surprise me. They would not surprise me. I know you've been talking about OKC so far this season, and with this possibly being the year they get over the hump,
it
could be a way for them to start. And I think it'll also be kind of cool to see, will we have a champion that wins the Cup and then goes on to either make the NBA Finals or win the Finals? So OKC is a team that I will watch. The Hawks are a team that I will watch. And shoot, the team that we have coming in today, Cleveland, we got to keep our eye on them as well.
This has happened a couple times in sports. No team that has had the best record in the preseason in the NFL has won the Super Bowl. Nobody who's won the par three at the Masters has won the Masters.
No.
You got these little things there that makes you go, why are you come in there playing so well, but how come you didn't? So it's an enigma.
Yeah, spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Terrell Thomas. And he is social.
He is.
You can find him at Eldorado2452, at Eldorado2452. We had Bob Rappin on earlier this week, and we talked about the Hawks and how, maybe some of the things that happened in recent weeks where the team was kind of out of sync or kind of disjointed, trying to work guys back in who were healthy again. If you got Bogey healthy, you got Cody Bupkin, and you want to work those guys in and really see how they all work in different situations with different lineups, because you want to really establish your second unit.
Yeah, and I'm glad the guys are finally getting healthy, and I think that was the key to the victory on Wednesday night. And we're able to kind of see our team at their best right now. When we think about Trae Young in the game he had the other night and being able to dish out a career high and assist, with guys back on the floor, it takes some weight off of some of our stars. Jalen doesn't have to do as much. Trae Young doesn't have to do as much. And we have a pretty talented second unit, if you ask me. When you have guys like Bogey coming in, when DeAndre is a member of the second unit, when you have Double O coming out there, and with Kobe finally starting to get his feet under him. So it's great to see that the guys are getting healthy. And I think with Thanksgiving over now and Christmas right around the corner, I know we've said several times the NBA season starts on December 25th, that this is a great time for our roster to really finally get healthy and guys start to play at their best.
Hey, Terrell, we know about Miami, but what's going on with Orlando? What's in the water down there? And is it sustainable?
I think it is. For the past few years, that's a team we spoke on several times where we thought, like, who would give the Hawks a run in the Southeastern Conference? And we looked at Charlotte. We figured they were kind of young, as you mentioned. We know about Miami. But Orlando is a team that we talked about. If their roster, really matures, they can really be dangerous. And I think that now we are seeing that. And they're still not healthy because their best player has been out. He's been out with a hip injury. And I don't think he'll return until around Christmas. But we've seen Wagner doing well down there, Suggs doing well, hometown kid Wendell Carter starting to get healthy, and he's back on the floor. So, yeah, Orlando is certainly a team to not only watch out for in our division, but they might be a team to watch out for in the Eastern Conference.
Watch for them. One guy we didn't get a chance to talk with you about as far as with the Hawks, DeAndre Hunter. You talked about him being healthy, part of that second unit. Had a big game up at Cleveland. He had 26 points, played 30 minutes. The consistent scoring from him, you figure you're going to get a pretty good defensive effort from him, but also the bonus of some point production, I think, could be a real big key for the team.
Yeah, it seems like when DeAndre's on the floor and the Hawks, and he's scoring, the Hawks are going to win. So I hope that his consistency, and I think that hopefully the injury bug will be, you know, stop plaguing his career and he can get some consistency and some rhythm out there. I love him being a member of the second unit. I enjoy him as a starter as well, but I think when he comes off the bench and he's still able to give us starter minutes, that is a very, very great sign for the Hawks. So I think that his minutes and his play were key to why the Hawks won. And if the Hawks want to go on a winning streak, he's going to be pivotal to that as well.
I don't know if you had any more Hawks questions for me.
No, I don't want to step on there. Go ahead.
Because I was looking at, seeing what was happening at the last game. Did you see what happened during the game, who they had out there? They had Joey Chestnut out there.
Oh.
And if you don't know who Joey Chestnut is, he is the world's hot dog eating champion.
Shows up every 4th of July.
And gains 6 pounds in a matter of an hour or two. Well, he was at the Hawks-Cleveland game, and he put down 47 pierogies in 2 minutes.
Oh.
That was like the halftime show. Or I don't know. They did it in a timeout if it was only 2 minutes. But, yeah.
How's this guy's stomach do that?
I, you know.
Yeah, whoa.
Just, it's amazing.
27 pierogies. Anyway, listen, man, we'll probably catch up with you again on Sunday. We'll be back in a normal spot. But thank you for getting up. And thank you for letting us spend time with Selah, your dog.
Yeah, man.
Is she coming with you to the game today?
No, she won't be with me at the game today, but I'll get her to a Hawks game before the year is out.
Yeah.
I think she'll be doing some schoolwork and maxing and relaxing. She was up last night, Black Friday shopping. So.
Oh, my goodness. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Yeah. And she, by the way, Sam, she don't need it. She got her own credentials anyway. Right? She got her own credentials, don't she?
Y'all know me. Y'all know me. I've been here before.
Yeah. All right. And we just got to worry about Mello, who's right around the corner.
Yeah, now.
All right. So listen, Terrell, as always, man, appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day. And thank you, as always.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great day and happy holidays as we roll into this holiday season.
You too, man. We got plenty of cookies up here. Too bad you didn't show up. Listen, we're going to get into Noel's World up next. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Half third quarter, same score. Vic Crumpler again after the game. Vic said of Crumpler, he's my guy. Great ball fake. And in the scene, that zip that Vic's got, buck 46 passing, 2 touchdowns, 57 yards rushing, and the Falcons win this 27-7, and Crumpler joked afterwards that the Falcons are actually the road.
Because she did that. You see how she did that?
Yeah.
You can tell this is her segment. Did Sam and Greg in for the morning shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app on this day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday. We hope that you guys are navigating your way around the city safely. It's cold out there if you haven't head out yet, but it has already started. Getting reports and hearing from folks that are out and about shopping. Chesley was doing, traffic reports. Knowing that everybody's off, but he was doing Black Friday traffic reports at 6 o'clock this morning. And so just, as Mr. Crenshaw likes to say, pack your patience.
Yeah, you're going to the mall. You're always circling looking for the parking
spot. That's the part you need to pack your patience. That's the part. Man, you know what?
And you want to see the other car. And then there's a car coming from the other direction, and it's this car starting to back out. And you're like, who's going to get to that parking spot first? You just have that going on.
I had an amateur night moment this morning. I'll tell you about it later on.
Okay.
Yeah, when we were coming into work, somebody was leaving the party.
Ooh, hey.
And he was crossing the roads and all that kind of craziness. But this is Noel's time right now. Noel, our producer, and we like to go and find out what is on your mind right
now. Good morning.
Morning. Hey.
Wait for that.
Hey.
Our day is not complete until we get that.
That's right.
We are good to go now.
Yep.
So we started this song, this segment with a jamming tune and a cut from Falcons Lions Thanksgiving 05.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
really?
Back to 05.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a game where we got a Lions coach fired. Vic had turkey, and somebody's key card got deactivated.
Hang on a second.
Sorry, Tracy.
I'm trying to think. No.
Sorry, Tracy.
Yeah, no, that was Lions.
You know, nobody like to relive the memories.
I don't even think she remember who it is. I'm trying to think of who the coach was.
I don't remember. I can't
was
remember.
Was it Wayne Fonts?
No, Wayne Fonts has been gone.
Okay, I don't know. As you can tell, I don't know the Lions. What's his name?
Wayne Fonts coached Coach Barry Sanders.
Who's the dude that got into it with Harbaugh with the hard handshake? Jim, what's his name?
Caldwell?
No, not him.
It was Steve Mariucci.
It was Mooch?
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
I saw him on TV. He looked like Martin Sheen yesterday.
That's what I'm saying. He's been on TV ever since.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking of that one dude who ended up being a defensive coordinator for another team. And he was there for the Lions for a minute and a half. But anyway, we know it's Mariucci, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, So as you were saying.
Yeah, during the season, this is from Wikipedia. During the season, after the Lions lost 27-7 on Thanksgiving to the Atlanta Falcons, the Lions fired Steve Mariucci and hired Dick Geron to be the
interim. Yeah, he came from the Bears.
Interim head coach.
Yeah,
there Geron. We go.
Yeah.
So I brought that up because I want to talk about what is it that we like about the NFL on Thanksgiving? Like, I saw some things yesterday I liked. I saw some things yesterday I didn't like. Like these halftime shows, for instance.
Okay. And one in particular you're
referring
to? Which
halftime show are you talking about?
Both of them. I saw the Lions halftime show. Shout out to Shaboozy. And I saw the Dallas halftime show. And I don't understand why people feel like these mid to low tempo songs have to be forced into these medleys that you do. It completely zaps the energy out of the stadium. I saw both halftime shows.
Well, you know what I'm going to say about this?
Go ahead.
First of all, it was a halftime show that was seen.
There you go.
True.
You don't see halftime shows anymore.
No, you don't.
You don't.
At any level.
At any level. The only time you see halftime shows are Super Bowl mm-hmm. or playoff games or like a holiday.
True, yeah.
You know, even the bowl game halftime shows are no longer seen. We go back to the studio, we're going to sell some cars, mm-hmm. and we're going to give some scores and tell some stories. But, you know, the fact that you get to see a halftime show on TV.
I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. Those are one of the things that we like because it's such a big spectacle,
they completely
right?
vanish.
But, like, we've been doing this a while, especially in Dallas. Like, can we up the energy of these performances?
Well, yeah, Dolly.
Like,
you want to bring Dolly Parton back?
You can do one or two. I wouldn't mind. As long as we doing up-tempo bops like 9 to 5, don't come out there with the coat of many colors. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Even Shaboozy yesterday, I was like, it took a while to get to everybody in the bar get tipsy. And even that one, I was like, this made me realize how mid-tempo this song is.
Who do you want them to perform for? The people in the stands, as you mentioned, or the millions that are watching?
Yes, yeah, the thing.
That's the difference.
Both.
No, well, you can't always have that. You can't, because first of all, you got to remember the folks in the stadium, half of them been drinking. And so their attitude is a lot different. Listen, I feel what you're saying.
Yep.
I understand that. But you can't, as far as a programmer or the people who are putting together the halftime show, they are not thinking about the people in the stadium because they're getting
the
show.
I'm not in the stadium. I'm at home complaining, Greg.
Okay,
I'm at home
no, I got that. But
TV
you said, you started off by saying that putting the people in the stadium.
Well,
asleep.
I know, but for this particular game, everybody watching. This particular game, they are thinking about TV because it's a halftime show that will be seen.
That's what I mean.
That's the thing.
That's the point. It's for the millions are watching.
They're thinking about TV. So that's the thing. I mean, I think about some of the halftime shows we've had here for the Falcons. Mm-hmm. Last year when they had Bobby Brown. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, no,
Bobby
that was great.
Came out of great.
Mm-hmm. And they should put the camera on that. That was great.
I said, Bobby came out of the two songs. He's going to go get 8 good hours of sleep after the
mm-hmm.
two songs.
Bobby came out there 2-7 for 10 hot minutes.
Okay. Yep. Yeah.
But it
was high energy. Like we didn't come out there with sleepy ballads and like we trying to keep the energy of everyone. I don't want to turn the channel and be like I'll come back to the game.
How long have you been watching that sort of situation happen for your halftime shows where you sometimes it works and sometimes it don't.
I've been feeling this way for a while, even the Super Bowl, because the Super Bowls have these moments where they start off high energy and then they take the middle segment and just completely turn everything down.
So Rihanna wasn't out there bouncing around like Bobby Brown. How'd you feel about that show?
Well, that was different. She was pregnant. That's different.
Yeah,
as soon as we saw that bump, I went, oh, that's why we all in the sky and doing all of that. Okay,
everybody has something to talk about.
You put your uniform on you. If you put your uniform on, you're healthy enough to bit in the game. All right, don't give me that baby stuff.
Look, we signed up before we got the test. Like, okay, we're going to have to work around this. But no, it's like, I remember the Bruno Mars show was kind of like that. The Maroon 5 show was like that.
What?
Where there was a moment where you took everything down and we did, I should have bought you flowers. Why? And I get it. You're trying to showcase all your talents and show everybody that you can play on the piano and all of that. But you wouldn't be here if we didn't know that. You wouldn't be on the Super Bowl stage if we didn't know that already.
Here's the thing. I got to push back on the Bruno one. I could see for some of the others. But the first, now you're talking about the first one when he was by himself.
That was the first one.
Okay, not the one where he came back and him and Beyonce sang with Coldplay.
Yeah, no, not the Coldplay show. Okay. That's Coldplay show. Not the Coldplay show featuring Bruno Mars and Beyonce.
When Bruno was standing by himself in the middle of Giant Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That last song, singing it in New York City, in the Super Bowl, slow or not, that event, we saw a man go from stardom to superstardom.
We did.
And whether it was a fast song or a slow song, he got to stand there. I get what you're saying. But sometimes you got to sing. We've been so electronically programmed and things like that. Sometimes when you got a guy who's a singer or a woman who's a singer, you want to hear him sing once in a while. And I guess that – and by the way, he can determine what his last song was going to be.
Yeah.
It wasn't Jay-Z.
Yeah, but that don't mean I liked it. Okay. I'm not blaming okay. Jay-Z or him. Okay. Because the slow songs that he did is the pop stuff he don't do anymore. Like, we're Uptown Funk now. We don't even do all that I Should Have Bought You Flowers, Beautiful Girls All Over. We don't even do that stuff anymore.
Yeah, but he's singing to the girls that like that song. And they felt a certain way when they heard it the first time. Yeah. I'm just saying. Here's the thing. This is where
now,
you are.
Now, I did like Fall Out of Heaven. That was a good one where it was kind of mid-energy, but it still, you know, kept the crowd jumping and going. Like, there were ways to do it. But when you take it and sit at the piano and turn the lights all over, that's like Luther coming out, dragging the stool out.
Here's
and we're going to sit down and do A House Is Not a Home for 10 minutes.
This is a true and a funny thing about the difference between musicians and comedians. A comedian puts an HBO special out, right? And you watch it and you love it. And you see it that this dude or this person is going out on the road. And when they come to Atlanta, they better have all new material.
Yep.
But a musician who comes out with a new album and pumps it, and you see him on different shows singing songs from the album, when they come through Atlanta,
they better have them hits.
Thank you. That's all you want to hear. So again, it's kind of the reverse thing of what you're talking about, and they realize they gotta hit them song, and they got 13 minutes.
Mm, they do, which is another reason why we're trying to figure out why you forced this in your 13-minute medley.
All I'm saying is, if you want to see a halftime show, a rare college halftime show will be the Bayou Classic,
ooh,
of course, right? It's going to be Southern Band, Grambling Band. That happens this weekend.
And so they're going to show out this weekend.
They
so
will
you
do that.
See
that's the one halftime show that you get to see.
Up-tempo energy.
Yep, you'll get to see it.
Now, we had a little back and forth here, and I can hear the music, and we got to stay, because this ain't our Sunday show or Saturday show. We're in for the morning show. So if you still had more that you wanted to get out, I will let you infiltrate the casting call.
Oh,
and we'll do it then.
Because I see your perspective, and you see mine.
Yes, absolutely. And it's not even a young and old thing.
No,
it's about what you want
not,
as far
really
as his
not.
Hits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because, like, Rolling Stones, for instance, they could come out and do Wild Horses, but I don't want to hear too much past Wild Horses as far as down-tempo songs.
No Waiting on a Friend?
I want to hear Satisfaction. I would do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's what I want to hear.
Instead of just being glad that they're showing you the halftime, period.
But I will say this, though. The halftime shows were put together very well. They had some great guests to come out. Jelly Roll was really good in the second halftime show with Lainey Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I just want more up-tempo. I just want more up-tempo. That's all.
Okay.
Give me a Bobby Brown set. That's
who
all
you
I'm going to
see
saying.
With
Give
Kendrick.
Me a Bobby Brown set.
Who's the prize you want to see with Kendrick for this upcoming Super Bowl?
Ooh, I don't know if Kendrick going to have any friends by the time we get there.
All right, well, we'll think about it.
It's going to be him and SZA by the time we get there.
What money would you put down to say that there's been conversations in the background and Drake would show up?
Oh, that's not happening.
I know it ain't going to happen.
It's two
what if it did?
It's not happening.
What if it did? But everybody's mouth in the Western Hemisphere would be agog for the
oh,
next
yeah.
24 hours.
For sure.
It would.
And that would be a show. And happening on the Super Bowl, yes.
Not happening.
That would be a
Kendrick already told y'all. I can't even dap him up. Don't sit right. Don't sit right with me. But
right.
It would set the world on fire.
That's what I'm saying. You
no
know?
Doubt.
Stranger things. And Jay-Z's making some calls. I bet if Beyonce got on a call with him, he might think about it. I'm just saying. Sam and Greg, we're moving into the 8 o'clock hour. Going to hear from Russell Baxter. Oh, if you've not heard Russell on our show, he is a great listen, but he is all things about the NFL. He's going to be joining us. Got a casting call. There's money flying through the air as people are spending it today. I'm going to let you know how you can put some more back in your pocket. That is all coming up. It is Sam and Greg in for the morning shift on this Black Friday, the 29th day of November, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.